Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Bengal Tiger Podcast. I am Billy Ambody. Thank you for listening. Coming at you on this Thursday to get your weekend started just a little early. And we're going to focus on basketball today because LSU, Matt McMahon, has been on a roll lately, picking up transfers, picking up high school prospects. It's been a busy time over there near the PMAC with visitors as well. So let's run down kind of where the roster stands, or I should say stood, before this busy weekend and into this week for LSU basketball. Entering really last weekend, a week ago, LSU had one high school signee, Cornelius Williams, the former McMurray State signee and big man who LSU brought on in from that Murray State signing class. And they had five other transfers committed to LSU. They had Mississippi State forward Derek Fountain. They had Northwestern State big man Kendall Coleman, who jumped on board right after Matt McMahon was hired. They had NC State guard Cam Hayes, and then Murray State teammates Justice Hill and Trey Hannibal, two guards who are on the LSU roster for next season. And then the LSU staff really got busy on that current roster, going after point guard Justice Williams and Mawani Wilkinson, who both announced their intentions to return to LSU for next season. Point guard Adam Miller still sits there with a May 13th decision date coming up, a week away from that if you're listening to this on Friday. So look ahead to that. Adam Miller, the really highly touted guard, is going to announce his decision supposedly between LSU and TCU. We'll have more on that a little bit later and just kind of what that would mean for the roster. Now, last week, we told you I was getting ready to, you know, if you were on thebengaltiger.com, I told you guys, hey, I'm about to take off for my bachelor party, but there will be news that will drop here while I'm in the air. And sure enough, it happened. Four-star big man Jalen Reed committed to LSU, a massive addition for the front court out of Southern California. He's the number 45th overall prospect in the On3 rankings. And for the On3 consensus, he's the number 68th overall prospect in the country. He was a Florida commit last month, and when LSU moved in, they were able to land him. I'll say this, terrific job by Ronnie Hamilton. They got him on campus for a very quiet visit to LSU late in April, and that landed him a Tiger, which, I mean, you look at what he said about, you know, really LSU and what made them the right fit. He had a great relationship with Matt McMahon. Ronnie Hamilton was involved, the assistant that McMahon hired from Ole Miss, and just did a terrific job recruiting him. His parents are going to be able to come to every game because his family, even though he played for Southern Cal Academy, live in Jackson. So that's something that really played a part in this one. LSU gets a 6'10 big man to bring in into this 2022 class, and he addresses a need, you know, and we'll get to why that need might not be as much after today's news dropped. But shortly after that, a huge, huge addition jumped on board. Tyrell Ward, a five-star for On3 Sports, the number 26 overall prospect in the class, according to On3, committed to LSU. He just said simply, I chose LSU because I felt the most comfortable in that school, and I feel as though the coaching staff's plan for me was the best opportunity I had. This is a massive land. He's the five-star prospect. He's kind of the bell cow of this high school class without a doubt now that he's on board. Like I said, a five-star, 6'7 forward, and LSU gets somebody who's explosive, can get downhill. He's really developed a lot in terms of his shot. He's good in the mid range already. Has good footwork. He's certainly a confident player, and he just needs to continue to develop that 3-point shot. Jamie Shaw, On3's national recruiting analyst, contributing some of those thoughts on Tyrell Ward as he jumped on board, and he was a one-time Xavier commit, the third highest ranked recruit in the modern era for Xavier. He reopened his recruitment when Travis Steele got let go, and Georgetown was really right in the mix there, considering Ward is from Washington, D.C. Former LSU assistant Kevin Nickelberry was recruiting him now that he's at Georgetown. There's a lot of buzz around the Hoyas, but it is LSU. Again, an assist from Ronnie Hamilton that gets Tyrell Ward in the boat, and LSU announced the signing shortly thereafter. So a huge weekend came and went for LSU on the high school ranks in the basketball side of things. And then we kind of turned the page to this week, and everyone was asking, what's next? Three spots remaining. How's Matt McMahon going to do it? What's next? KJ Williams, we've had him circle for a long time. He's a Murray State forward who led the team in scoring and rebounding last year. He entered the NBA draft with a chance to return to college, and we've kind of been posting about it on the Bengal Tiger. LSU is confident in their ability to get KJ Williams down to Baton Rouge. And lo and behold, on Thursday morning, he announced for the Tigers, came down to relationships and wanting to showcase his talents in the SEC. 6'10", 245-pound big man. Like I said, led the Racers in scoring and rebounding last year, averaging 18 points and 8.4 rebounds per game. He shot 53.8% from the floor, earning him the title of the Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Year. So that leaves LSU with two spots remaining. And this roster is totally different than what it was when Matt McMahon walked in and everyone was in the portal. Now, only Adam Miller remains in the portal. He's got a decision date set for May 13th next week. That's going to be really interesting because if he does return, LSU, you got to believe, is pretty set in the backcourt with him. He's somebody that when he was at Illinois his freshman season, averaged 8 points, 2.8 rebounds per game. Somebody that started here and there and really was pushing that backcourt at Illinois before entering the transfer portal. And unfortunately, he tore his ACL in fall workouts for LSU. And a lot of people thought, oh man, when Will Wade's gone, you know, what does Adam Miller do? I mean, really, he could have been the team's best player last year, probably outside of Tari Eason, if he would have been healthy. That's how high people are on him. So LSU is awaiting Adam Miller's decision. One name I have posted about is Cam Holden, the Towson guard. He's got some size to him, 6'5", 200 pounds. He's a transfer right now, averaged double digits last year, and was really an all-league guy, helped them get into the NIT, was really a solid rebounder, 7.9 rebounds per game, two steals per game, 3.1 assists per game, and then, of course, 13.5 points per game. He would have one, maybe 2 years remaining if I'm reading his bio correctly, depending on that COVID year. But he's somebody that LSU is pursuing, at least for now. I've reached out to, according to multiple reports. So we'll continue to keep an eye on him. And then, if I were you, I would take a 7-day free trial at thebengaltiger.com. And if you like it, stay on for $10 a month. Here's why. There's more to come from Matt McMahon and his staff. And we're already on it. Check out the board. I'll just leave it at that. Some very interesting news developing as I'm recording this podcast. So be sure to check us out with a 7-day free trial. $10 a month. Just a couple cups of coffees or a couple beers, whatever that it takes you to be in the know on basketball and football recruiting. So, two spots remaining. If Adam Miller takes one, you've got to believe LSU is done in the backcourt. Then they would turn their attention to another big man, which is, again, go check out the board. Get your scoop on where LSU stands with one of their big man targets, at least as of the time of this recording. It's very interesting right now. And then we will continue to track other options because there are some developing behind the scenes that we just can't share yet. But when we can, we will. And LSU has a chance to put together a roster that could be an NCAA tournament team. And I think this is a team that could be a little bit better organized on the floor, for sure. A little bit better in terms of coaching, or at least being set up to succeed. And it's looking like now a team that has plenty of talent to compete in the SEC. I mean, you have Mwani Wilkinson back. You add in these pieces, whether it's KJ Williams, whether it's Tyrell Ward, whether it's Jalen Reed. And if they can plug in Adam Miller and they can plug in another instant impact big, you're looking at a team that at least in the starting group is looking very, very strong to, I would say, be in that middle to upper pack of the SEC. I don't think it's an SEC, you know, championship team by any means, but, you know, this is a team that has the chance to make some noise. They've got some veterans. They've got some guys that want to prove themselves. You know, you look at having Juice Hill. If Trey Hannibal can be eligible, he's already used his transfer, so he's got to get a waiver approved. I mentioned KJ Williams. He's transferring to kind of get that exposure. Kendall Coleman, same deal, coming over from Northwestern State. And they're very high on guys like Mississippi State forward, Derek Fountain, and Cam Hayes out of NC State. So lots of interesting pieces coming together for this roster, but LSU's done a really good job putting it together. They are starting to turn their attention to 2023. A lot of offers are going out. We've had those covered. We've had a couple of guys you know, that we've dropped updates on as far as that goes. 2024 is starting to pick up. So the basketball side of things is really getting going as the month is in it. Month is now May, and the summer eval periods will eventually heat up as well. So we'll have that covered for you guys. But did want to bring you this podcast, as LSU is certainly one to watch now in the SEC with its latest edition of KJ Williams and the guys that they had over coming over in the high school ranks in the past week. So that wraps up the basketball portion of things. I do want to spend a little bit of time on football and kind of reset where things stand now. Spring practice is over. It's behind us. We've seen LSU on the recruiting trail take four commitments. Omarion Miller, the longtime commitment. Mac Markowitz.